This week in the Civil War, in mid-April 1863, both the Union and Confederacy launched impressive cavalry raids to harass their enemies. From LaGrange, Tennessee, Union Colonel Benjamin Grierson headed south with 1,700 cavalry, raiding through Mississippi. The intent was to draw attention from Ulysses Grant's offensive against Confederate-held Vicksburg. Further to the east, another 1,700-man Union strike force led by Colonel Abel Streight moved south from Nashville into Alabama. Not to be outdone, the Confederates sent a 5,000-man cavalry force under General John Marmaduke from Arkansas into Missouri. All three commanders completed their operations by May 3rd. Each daring commander survived the war, with Marmaduke eventually elected as Missouri's governor and Streight serving in the Indiana State Senate. Grierson continued in the U.S. military until his retirement in 1890. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.